I just learned to enjoy the process, man. Just like even in the down times, man, just appreciate that I'm able to do what I want to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like it should been really a hell of a journey for me, man, because I done got plugged in with folks. I mean, in this short time, I done got plugged in with folks that, you know, my favorite comics coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be on 5150 show with Corey.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my partner right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Corey, how long have I been knowing Corey? I've known Corey probably about 15 years. Shit,
yeah.
Since I started, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Chicago, too.
Oh, okay. So I ain't even know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I've been realizing lately a lot of people don't know that.
Like, yeah.
As much as I talk about it, it's like people hear me talk and they like, this nigga sound country as hell.
Yeah.
Most people are used to seeing me in Atlanta, so they figure I'm from Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm just always having to remind people, like, no, nigga, I am not from Atlanta. Like, I am from Chicago. But yeah, I've been knowing Corey for a while. I love 5150 show, man. That shit be having me.
It would be wilding on that motherfucker sometimes,
yeah,
man.
I'm about to check it out, check you out on there.
Yeah. I'm one of the newest. I'm the newest cast member up there. You know, okay. I got a seat now. I've been on there for a few months now.
I was checking out your IG today. I like your tagline. How you say it?
Oh, you know Mark.
You know Mark.
Yeah.
I was watching that shit today. I was like, this nigga is hilarious.
You know what's crazy, man? I used to, I came up with that shit in high school, you know what I mean? Like, I was just used to be coming through high school because I was a clown. I was a roaster. I would tap my ass up, you hear me?
Okay.
I tap them up, and like, I just be coming through, and I don't know where it came from. I was country as hell. I'm from Camden originally, Camden, Arkansas. But when I got old, I moved to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I was kind of more so raised in Little Rock, you know, as I got older.
Snuck in here on us and thought we didn't see them come in. We saw y'all come in. Y'all just snuck in here and grabbed your seat, sat down, lit your blunt. You're eavesdropping right now. That's what you're doing. The show ain't started yet. You're in here eavesdropping. God damn it. Welcome to Did You Miss Me, the best storytelling podcast in the world. I'm your co-host, Kevin Damn Fool Simpson. With me today is my man Marcus. Now, as you can see, nobody else is here. It's just me today. No Didi, no Billo. Didi somewhere with his leg folded into a pretzel. You know what I'm saying?
Man, what happened to him?
Man, listen, the boy can't walk. He done popped his Achilles.
Oh, man.
Yeah, out there trying to hoop with some niggas twice under his age. He out there with Keyron and them.
Oh,
trying to play,
man.
Basketball.
Hey, man, like, niggas gonna have to learn. Like, you get a certain age, man. It's just time to stop hooping.
Man, you 62. Like, you ain't got no business out here hooping. You are 85 years old, sir. You have no business on the court with Keyron. You are 112, sir. Right. You have no business on the court with these guys. You know what I'm saying? At 252, you should not be hooping with these
niggas. Nigga just go out there, body just fall apart.
Nigga come out of his shoe, his ankle still in the shoe. You like, nigga, get your shoe and your ankle over there, man. Like, God damn. I'm talking about toeing. And you know that Achilles. Like, if you play sports, you know that motherfucker ain't nothing to play with, Jack. So,
yeah, they wouldn't let me play sports, man. I was just a clown.
Okay.
Every time I come to practice, they'd be like, oh, hell, get him out of here.
Okay. I just automatically think niggas from the South play football.
It's they wouldn't let me, man. I was suspended when it was time to go for the game.
You were supposed to play. They just didn't let you. Because, when you down South, they don't have boys and girls. They'd be like, what is it? It's a cornerback, bitch.
They just give a nigga position.
Oh, man, look at this. A nice little linebacker.
That's your height.
If you boy below the Mason Dixon line, you are not classified as male or female, nigga. You come out as defensive or offensive.
This little baby a little tall. He might be a center right here. This is going to be a center.
I want to play basketball. Shut up. Play basketball. We from the South. Football or nothing, bitch.
But, nigga, yeah, that's, I forgot what the fuck we was talking about.
I know it started somewhere and it ended up on football.
don't know. Who's talking about? Who's talking about growing up in the South? Oh, how got? Oh yeah, man, it's been a journey. Right, yeah, right.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm over here like I smoke weed too, and I'm forgetting
about all that. Somebody roll the tape back. But nah, man, it's good to have you on the show, man. Speaking of roast, you say you like to roast in high school. That was your thing.
I
was never a roaster. Like even like with comedy, like I love comedy. I love being a comedian. I like getting on stage and doing. But roasting ain't never really been my thing because I don't know if it's because I'm a Cancer and I'm sensitive and I'll be ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? But roasting has always been like, you know, I'll do it, but I'm not going to stick in there long.
Right.
I'm pop, pop, pop. All right, y'all can have that. I'm going. Because niggas be going for each other's throats.
Oh, man.
Oh,
listen.
Boy, I done seen niggas go like hard to where you be like, why he
go from roasting
him?
To insulting.
Man.
Yeah. See, for me, you know, it became a defense mechanism because I was ugly little motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? See, I was dark. And see, back then, I'm from the country. They ain't realize the dark skin was in yet. They ain't get the memo. You know what I'm saying? They were still stuck on light skin.
The email ain't came.
Yeah, they ain't came yet. You know what I'm saying?
Update your Wi-Fi.
So they used to tear my ass up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, black ass, ugly ass, Mark. That was my whole name right there. So I would just be like, just had to come take. I was just taking it at first. Like, damn, they climbed me every day. And, you know, one day I came through that motherfucker. I had already been planning. I had already, you know, I was just honing in on. Okay, boom, I'm on your ass. I'm on your ass. I'm on. Nigga, I told the whole school up damn near that day, nigga. And from there, that was just my thing.
See, I was the exact opposite. I just punched niggas. And after a while, it was like, hey, man, just leave Shorty alone because he don't know how to take a joke. You know what I'm saying? So, but no, I mean, roasted ain't never really been my thing. But now I love to watch a good roast.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we met at Billy's event, mm-hmm. the roast he just had for his birthday, which was an amazing event.
Oh, man.
I've got to say the man has outdone himself. I don't know when he decided to stop being a comedian and become an event planner. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga is awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, man. That boy, I'm talking about he had it set up so beautiful, man.
It's like, it did. Now, granted, everything didn't go the way we wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you expect when you have 300 bottles of Cavassier and 200 comedians running around, and it's just free liquor, and it's just free alcohol and weed everywhere? That's a recipe for a disaster.
Listen, we didn't just have Cavassier Ruckler. Yeah. We had all different kinds of Cavassier. Nigga had the expensive Cavassier. I'm like, I ain't never even seen this bottle of Cavassier. Let me try this. I just wanted to sample. Just tell the nigga, I already did. I tried a $300 bottle of Cavassier. You know what I'm saying?
You look at baby, like, when did they start making peach Cavassier?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Nigga had a King Louis Cavassier. Nigga, I was like, whoa.
It was off the chain. You know what I'm saying? Like the food, the venue, the backyard part. The man had trailers for us to chill in. Like we was on the movie set.
Oh man,
trailers in his driveway. He had valet in his front yard.
Oh, my.
Like,
Who
has a valet in their front yard?
The nigga had a WWF entrance stage
grand
up there,
entrance.
Nigga. I was waiting on, well, it's the big show. I said, we're going to see a wrestling match tonight, boy.
Bro,
he went bullshit.
It was just like, oh, okay, this is for real. So, now we had that event took place. Then, maybe a couple months later, we did the production where we filmed the Did You Miss Me special.
Mm-hmm.
And we also did the Renegades of Comedy special.
Okay.
Where, you know, he put a bunch of young comics on, and they did some time, and we recorded it. Kind of like a new comic view.
It was last week?
That was a couple months ago.
Oh, okay, okay.
Now, just last week, I was in Houston for Coachella.
Man, you know what? I was in Houston last... Damn, why I didn't hit y'all up, man.
You should have hit us up. It was once again an extravaganza.
Yeah.
I get there. Once again, they got the big stage in the backyard.
First of all, that's a dope-ass name. Coachella.
That's a dope-ass
name. That was clever.
Yeah, it was clever. Especially with Coachella being canceled this year.
Right.
It's
right.
Like niggas who thought about you going to Coachella. You could take over. They was like, you know what? Let's go to Coachella.
Let's go to Coachella.
I can't go to Coachella. Let's go to Coachella.
Right.
So I get down there, nigga. I walk in. They got the big stage in the backyard again.
Yeah.
I look to my right, and there's this contraption. It's like a big metal thing. I can't really, it looked like a wine glass.
Okay.
But a wine glass with no walls, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It's hollow. It's like open.
You say it's wire?
Yeah, it's kind of like wire, like metal, like a metal structure that's kind of like look like this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like shaped like a cup.
Right. Okay. I think I can visualize that. Yeah.
So I'm wondering, what the fuck is that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I have no idea what it is. I look over to my left, and in the middle of the backyard is a tent.
A tent?
Yeah. A tent.
A big-ass tent, though.
A big, dumb-ass teepee, nigga. Like, there's a full-on Indian Reserve Hiawatha-ass tent in the middle of the fucking... It's like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on, bro?
Nigga,
like,
they created a guest house tent.
Right. It's as big as a goddamn guest. I said, let me go over here and check it out. I go over here. I open up the little curtain and step in. Now, you got to duck to get in. But once you get inside the tent, nigga, the tent is as big as this goddamn room we in. It's huge. There are like plush chairs in there. Everything in there is either made out of like sandbag, like beanbag material,
okay,
or like plush material, like a big ass teddy bear or something. Or okay. And there's like little blow up couches.
This nigga got furniture in that motherfucker.
Furniture in there. There's whole furniture in there. There's tables. There's furniture. There's hookahs. There's goddamn weed. There's drinks. It's all kind of shit. And I'm like, nigga, y'all gonna set this bitch on fire in here smoking weed. And somebody dropped this shit on this plush couch. Now we all here burnt the fuck up in a teepee. But, nigga, it was awesome. And so I'm still wondering what goes in that cup. Like, what goes in that? What are they drinking out of that cup? What's going to be in that cup? Because you can't put nothing in there because ain't no sides to it. Yeah. It's just a wire structure. So I'm steady looking at this cup. I go inside the house. Billy come inside. He showed me the food and shit. Looking at the food, looking at the spread. I'm like, okay, it's about to go down. Y'all got to spread out of here. I look to my left, and I see a little young lady dressed like Jasmine from Aladdin.
Okay.
She got on like this.
Oh, she was cold then.
She got on like this emerald green looking shit. She kind of looked like a Russian ballerina or some shit. It was weird. I was like.
Oh, so she had the like the little skirt that go.
No, it was like a one-piece X-Men outfit. This looked like the Scarlet Witch or some shit. I was so confused. I was like, what is she? Why is she dressed like she finna? Like, she really, literally looked like an ice skater.
Yeah.
So I was confused. So she's beautiful now.
Right,
she's gorgeous.
Okay.
And, you know, so I start talking to her, and I'm like, you know, hey, what's your name? Where you from? Blah, blah, blah. And she's telling me, I don't remember what the fuck she said her name was.
White?
No, she was like Indian.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was to just throw something on her,
I'd
say Indian, but not like tent Indian, but.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
you
okay.
know, like saying Indian.
Okay.
Oh, that's probably was inappropriate. shit.
Similar.
Not Native American Indian, but
like
East Asian.
Oh,
Indian.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Anyway, whew, that was hard. Don't want to offend nobody. So, I'm talking to her, and I'm trying to figure out what she does. So finally she says, I'm an aerialist. I said, a who? She said, aerialist. I was like, you fly planes? And she was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what is that? She was like, I'm an aerialist. I was
do
like,
tricks
like
in
trapeze.
Yeah.
Type shit.
You walk on the wire.
It's like, kind of, but not really. So I was like, Where you finna aerialist at here? Like, bitch, ain't no wires here. Like, ain't shit for you to walk across. Ain't no goddamn, like, you go dance on the ceiling. What are you finna do, bitch? Like, are you Lionel Richie? I had no idea what was finna happen. We get outside, and then I find out what this structure is for. She goes over there, grabs it, flips up on top of that motherfucker like it's a stripper pole. She flips up into the cup.
Off a wire?
She flips up into the cup thing and starts dancing around in there. Obviously, the structure is a lot stronger than I thought it was. And she's inside of this thing, flipping around and dancing, doing all these different tricks and shit, acrobatic ass shit. And ain't nobody in the backyard paying this bitch a drop of attention. This nigga just spent $600 for a bitch to flip in the cup and ain't nobody looking. I say, hey, fam, you know this ain't nobody over there.
She had no music in the background.
She had music and everything. She had her own soundtrack, but she's as big as this mic stand. And we in Houston. You know what I'm saying? There's 500 thick ass black women walking around in this backyard.
And what's
niggas
crazy,
is not paying this motherfucker in this cup a drop of attention.
He spent all that money on her. All he had to do was get a stripper that can twerk.
You could have gave one of the bitches in the backyard $20 just do chin up. She could have just did pull ups for 20 minutes on the goddamn cup. And the niggas would have been over there like, niggas would have been tipping her. You'd have got your $600 back and then some. You know what I'm saying? But this little skinny Russian girl ain't gonna get it. These niggas out here, you got real Houston niggas back here looking like, man, hey, what the fuck is this skinny ass white woman in this cup doing? You know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody paying her attention because the bartender thick as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
She over here making drinks and getting more money than this outfit that's in the goddamn. I said, hey, man, you ain't need her. The tent was a nice touch, but the aerialist, yeah. You know, she over there aerialisting and ain't nobody paying attention.
This ain't the type of event for her.
She'd have had the aerialist at the other event.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a professional event she's supposed to go to. This is nigga shit.
That shit was fucking hilarious. I was like, she just here for the hell of it. I fucking got a tarot reading that night.
What? They had a tarot card reading?
It's like, it's like you never know what to expect at a fucking Billy Sorrell's event. Who the fuck knew that by the end of the night, I was going to know what my future looked like?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
God.
Like, I had no idea. What the fuck?
What'd you tell you?
Coco Cella was a motherfucker. Let me just tell you that.
What'd you tell you? In about 2 months, you're going to be at another Billy Sorrell's party.
And it's going to be a bitch dancing in the cup that nobody's going to pay attention to.
A bitch going to fly from a plane and twerk in the alley on the way down.
Man, listen, bro. It was one hell of an event. I had fun, man. I enjoyed it. But I just could not get over the aerialist. I was like, I felt sorry for her, man. I was like, I feel like I should book her for another event.
I mean, now they're getting sympathy sales, nigga. Like, hey, Billy, whenever I get ready to play an event, I'm going to need you. I'm calling you. I don't know if you're using somebody else as an event planner or you the event planner, but my nature is going to be sponsored by Billy Sorrells.
And look, I want the nigga to do my wedding.
Yeah. Oh yeah!
I just proposed to my girl last week while I was drunk. You know what? I love you, man. I'm tired of running around, and you want to get married? That's exactly how I did it. Okay, so I'm having planned my wedding. No expenses will be denied. Whatever it takes, I want it. I want an aerialist. Hey. I want a bitch in a cup. I want a tent. I want a teepee. I want CP there. I want Ryan Davis. I want Bukapo, David Lucas. I want everybody that you had in the last 12 events. I want you to put all that shit together.
Hey.
For my shit going to be a wedding, bar mitzvah, comedy show, teepee.
It's crazy how he mixed ghetto with class like that. Hey, that nigga, he gonna fuck you up. He gonna do some different shit.
And make sure the Cavassier is on deck.
That nigga gonna have 4 midgets in a big shot glass, nigga, twerking. Nigga.
It's gonna be bullshit variations of everything that happened already. You I ain't gonna get Ryan Davis. I'm gonna get Brian Davis.
You gonna get Lion McKnight, nigga, to sing on that mother.
Good to have you on the show, man. Where you originally from, bro?
I'm from Arkansas, man.
Arkansas, okay, country
yeah.
boy.
Yeah, yeah. I started off in this small town called Camden. You might have not heard of it, but Neo was born there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. They supposed to be my cousin on my daddy's side. You know what I'm saying. Got the same last name.
You know how that go.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Nigga, everybody named Smith. I thought he was gonna say some old crazy shit like Kefalonia. Like, no, yeah, the Smiths. Smiths. I'm a Smith. I think everybody else Smith at some point.
Yeah. Well, I moved from Camden out by 11, and then I grew up in Little Rock after that.
Okay.
Then, so it went from the country. Not really the city, but it was the city to me. It was big city to me. You know what I'm saying?
Now, here's the thing. Little Rock and Pine Bluff were my first two places I knew about in Arkansas.
Okay. Yeah, that's most people don't.
Like, Little Rock, of course, because of Banging in Little Rock.
Right.
It's like, after that, you like, everybody, Little Rock was on the map.
Oh,
it
man.
Was on the motherfucking map.
And it was still happening, but it was still happening. I was coming up, like, I was like, God damn, y'all shoot, bro.
Right, that shit right.
He won't even do nothing to nobody, man.
And then Pine Bluff. Now, when I was a kid, I was at this church, and we used to do what they call fellowship, where you would go and visit a different church. You would take your whole church to their church. And
from Chicago?
Yes, nigga. We would drive down. From Chicago to Pine Bluff, Arkansas. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I would have missed that.
And where's Hot Springs? Is that in Arkansas?
Oh, yeah.
We would go to Hot Springs and all that shit. Nigga, one time we drove down there, I caught the pneumonia, all kind of shit. Motherfuckers steady praying over me in the car, but I ain't getting better. I'm like, what God is y'all praying to? Because obviously he don't fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? You niggas are not in good standards with the Lord. Like, he is not healing me.
You know,
like,
what I'm saying? He could get y'all a plane ticket to come down here.
Pneumonia, the strep throat. I'm like, it's getting worse, bitch. Don't pray for me no more. Like, get the fuck away from me. God don't fuck with you. Like, but that was my first, like, introduction to Arkansas.
Yeah, probably they call it Funky Town. You know what I'm saying?
Funky Town.
Yeah, call it Funky Town, but them niggas get ignorant, too. Oh, them niggas get real ignorant out now.
Funky Town.
Yeah, Hot Springs, them more white folks.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, that sounds like some white shit.
Yeah.
Hot Springs.
Yeah. But we'll go down there for, like, hiking and, you know,
that's what they got, the mountains and the water coming out the mountain and shit. Yeah. It's an actual hot spring somewhere.
Yeah.
Fuck all that.
Look, I'm trying to put us on the map, baby. Let's talk about the
real shit. Y'all niggas been out there gangbanging. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is getting shot now. Well, y'all thought they was down there making apple pies and shit. Niggas was down there shooting. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I always been scared, more afraid of, like, gangster from down south than the city. Only because I feel like y'all got less boundaries down there. Like, a lot of you niggas, like, y'all daddies and shit, get y'all a gun when y'all like 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, you been shooting since you was 5. By the time you 13, you fully trained. You can shoot a fly off a nigga nose from 100 yards without hitting the nigga nose. It's like, I'm afraid of you, nigga.
Right.
Not to mention, y'all got all these ditches and shit to drop a nigga in. Like,
yeah.
I don't talk too much shit when I'm down south. Down south, I be like, hey, man, I don't want no problems. Yeah. I don't want no nigga throwing me in no raccoon cage. You know what I'm saying?
But that's for niggas who daddy raised them. A lot of niggas would... A lot of niggas' mamas was there. Nigga just soft-ass niggas. Or someone be just like, throwed off. He just off the muscle. He just do it because he emotionally imbalanced. You know what I'm saying? Cause all he had was mama there. Yeah,
nigga said he emotionally. This nigga throwed off.
Yeah.
Now I was talking to my producer, and she was telling me about a very interesting story that you had to tell us. And I don't even want to like lead into it. I don't want to say nothing because I want to hear this shit from. I want them to hear it from you. I know where you're going with it, but I don't. I love like. Here's what I love. I love when the story is on deck and it's like I know what it's about, but I don't know how we got there.
Yeah,
it's like I don't mind a motherfucker telling me what happened in the movie. Right, because right. Guess what? I still got to see how we got to that point.
Exactly.
But I don't want to do. I'm not gonna ruin nothing for y'all. Please tell us about your foray into, we'll say, the nightlife.
All right, man. So I had this girl I was dealing with. I had just met her. See, I was out there hustling. You know what I'm saying? I was getting to the money.
Getting to the money.
I met this.
What we talking about? What we pulling in? What we pulling in on the daily?
I was putting in on a date. I wasn't just that big. I was selling weed. It wasn't.
Okay. I wasn't rich poor.
I wasn't there. You know okay. What I'm saying?
So
I got up there, but I ain't get all the way up.
Okay.
You
getting your hustle on.
Yeah, I took
sneakers stay fresh.
Yeah, I took on a certain amount of risk. You know, I'm like, niggas like, man, we finna go out of town and get the bag. I'm like, y'all finna drive?
Shit.
I'm gonna wait till you get back. I'm gonna pay that price. So I was out there grinding, you know what I'm saying? I'm out there getting it. And I met this little chick, you know what I'm saying? She was cool. Come to find out, she was from my city. Well, Camden. Thick, you know what I'm saying? Nice looking, you know what I mean? She fucking with me because I thought it was because I had the weed, but she was just really fucking with me. And right at the time, I was kind of homeless, you know what I'm saying? I was staying in the hotels, you know what I'm saying? I was trapped out the hotel. But I didn't have nowhere else to go outside the hotel. So, yeah. You know, technically, I was homeless.
Right.
And I'm grinding, I'm getting it. And all of a sudden, you know, we got cool. And she come to the hotel. She never leave. Like, we in that motherfucker fucking good, you know what I'm saying? We in that motherfucker having a good time. But I could tell she was with, you know, she was with whatever. So I'm like, man, you know what, man? I'm homeless. You stay with your grandma. You know what I'm saying? Let's get an apartment. You know what I'm saying? Let's get us an apartment or something. You know what I'm saying? Let's work together. We can put it together.
And he said, I'm homeless. You stay at your grandma. You know basically, saying? Both of us homeless.
Hey, so we get an apartment, man, on night little side of town. Nice ass little spot. Wait, you know what I'm
this shit done turned into a budding romance. I didn't know we was finna watch a rom-com, nigga.
Look, we had a two-bedroom, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I had to get a two-bedroom because I didn't really know that bitch like that. So, you know, and you know, I like my space, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got the main bedroom, you know, because I'm the man of the house, you know what I'm saying? And my drug money paying for half this goddamn rent, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, she ain't come in with nothing, but I had me a little furniture, you know what I'm saying? I had me a little king size air mattress, you know what I'm saying? I had this 42-inch TV. And this was about 2010, so, you know, this was a hot topic at the time, you know what I'm saying? Like 2009, 2010. You know, TVs was hot, them fat flat screens and shit. So I end up, not long after we got together, I end up going down to Dallas. Mm-hmm. Coming out of Dallas, I'm drunk as a motherfucker. I pull up in the gas station, pull over, got my partners with me. I pull up in the handicap. I done got arrested because I had a warrant in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Because they pulled the car over because I was in the handicap. Yeah, I got arrested. They didn't know I was drunk though. They give me on the drunk. They got me on the warrant. And the warrant was for suspended license. So it was bullshit. I had to get extradited to Atlanta. So I'm gone by 4 months. Now I'm gone. You know, I chopped up with her here now. I come back from now.
Oh God.
My goddamn donut got kicked in. I said, what the fuck? Coming now. I see my 42-inch TV gone. So, oh, hell no. Nah. What the fuck going on in here? Come to find out, this bitch was in there. She had a little nigga she was fucking. He done double back kicked in the door, stole my goddamn TV.
Whoa.
Yeah. I hit the blunt and laughed at the exact same time and I almost died. That nigga said, my flat screen gone. So the nigga done double back.
Nigga done double back.
Wait, first he done fucked in your house.
You know, fucking. Matter of fact, I had the main bedroom. This bitch done switched all her shit to the main bedroom. So she in my room.
So y'all really roommating this thing.
Yeah, we
but y'all fucking.
Yeah, but we was fucking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I sneak in that room, fuck it, go back in there and lay down and shit. So I was like, I was spending the night in the room a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
These niggas in a non-relationship in the same house. The only niggas do shit like that. We together. The fuck if y'all ain't? The fuck? It's a whole common law marriage. As much as motherfucker.
So she we going. She done switched the room and shit. And she looking when I come in. She looking crazy. Cause she, I ain't tell her when I was getting out. And she like, yeah, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? She trying to lie to me at first, but my partner had already put me on game. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga that went to jail for a traffic stop. She act like he gone like Gucci. She done rearranged the house, nigga.
What the fuck?
Like, you got 8 years. Like, bitch, I'll be out in the morning. Like, the fuck?
I'm gonna move on quick on your ass, nigga. I'll tell you.
God damn.
So I'm hot. You know what I mean? I'm hot. So she break down. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said, bitch, that ain't gonna bring my motherfucking TV back. So she's like, I'll do anything. I'll do whatever. I said, what? You'll do whatever? I said, I'm gonna get it out your ass. So I became a pimp off revenge. You know what I'm saying?
Like, pimp off revenge. Oh God, can we air this?
It's okay. So but she never asked me how much a TV costs. You know what I'm saying? So I just pimped until I forgot about it. You know, okay? Hey,
nigga, that made $10,000 for a 42-inch flat screen. She done fucked $42,000 worth of ass. She done gave up $22,000 worth of ass.
Hey, I had that bitch on the warranty, nigga. Yeah, it sent a bit of value to me because that was the first TV I had ever stole. So.
Oh God! This bitch on the track for a stolen TV. She just sold $82,000 worth of ass for a 42-inch flat screen. A 42-inch LG at that.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was that life's good, nigga.
Like, she just sold $92,000 worth of ass for a 22-inch flat screen, Toshiba.
Hey,
come on, man! God, $143,000 worth of ass for a 12-inch TV.
And I was pimping about a year and a half too.
God damn.
She had a homegirl. She used to bring her homegirls through and shit. But a homegirl, see, I ain't like a homegirl. The homegirl was smart. You know what I'm saying? They used to come in asking questions and shit. Like, where's the money at? Where is the money going? Hey, bitch. You an employee. I'm the boss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
This bitch get out the truck. Like, where the money reside? Where the money reside? Get back in the truck, bitch. Don't worry about where the money reside.
That bitch start getting brave and start turning over when them hoes came, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, she was like, well, we've been working for you for too long for us to not get no red bottle.
Because you got two TVs now. And we was just wondering, like, we was...
Like, bitch, red bottoms? Oh, you must ain't read the bottom of your contract.
Right. Yeah. You didn't read the little... You didn't read the bottom of for the fine print is, motherfucker.
We dressed for less right here. God, you better go at Ross, go in there and get your ass some shoes.
Oh, my God. Man, let me tell you something. That... Now, see, I've heard some of the craziest shit. But that is by far,
Like, I don't even know. I'm waiting on the police to kick the door in and arrest the fuck out of us. You was a pimp out of revenge. I was a pimp on accident.
Nigga, what?
On accident. I had no idea what the fuck was going on. So first I was a John on accident. Cause I meet the chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was in Chicago. I meet Shorty, and it was crazy because it was like I met her at a bar, Francis Cocktail Lounge. We at the bar, we having a great ass time. You know what I'm saying? We kicking it, and like she asked me to walk her to her car, and I was like, okay. We walked to the car, we started smoking in the car. Next thing I know, we making out in the car. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She take me out in the car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She go ahead and take me out in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit. You know, take me out in the car. And then we go back in the bar.
Ooh.
We go back in the bar and we chilling.
Happy to do me like that.
I was like, okay. Okay, cool. So we kick it the rest of the night. She come with me home that night. Just like Shorty with you. She didn't leave. I realized after the couple, I'm like, man, and you know, I'm not really paying no attention because I'm in oblivion, nigga. We fucking and tearing the house up, nigga. She's sucking and fucking all over the house. It's like I'm just having the time of my life. I was like, this is crazy.
I'll tell you life.
I don't realize she's been living here 3 months. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, it's pictures of us on the wall. I'm like, what the fuck?
This motherfucker's for nothing.
She done moved in, and I ain't even know. This bitch got matching dress. We got matching heels and her robes, all kind of shit. I'm like, when did I get married? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. She just there, and I'm like, okay, well, whatever. So after a while, she there. You know what I'm saying? I noticed that she's like, she keeps telling me about this ex-boyfriend. And like, you know, he crazy and, you know, I had to run away and I don't want him to ever run into him again and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, okay, this bitch on the run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You hiding from somebody. Right, and now like, well, now I'm getting suspicious. Like, well, bitch, did you do something? So it's like, you know, whatever. So now she's staying with me and she's kicking it there and blah, blah, blah. She tell me she need to make a run. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So I take a drive over here. I'll be right back. I sit, chilling. You know what I'm saying? She finally come back. I'm like, oh, okay. And then it happened a couple more times. I'm thinking, after a while, I'm like, okay, this bitch probably selling dope.
Yeah.
So a couple times happened.
Was she in there for a long time sometimes?
It wouldn't be long at all. It would be like, you know, 10, 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
This bitch had some good pussy on.
It was like.
That's why she had your ass.
I'm chilling. I ain't thinking nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the phone talking shit, blah, blah, blah. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, she come back. Everything good? You got what you need? We go. Like, I ain't thinking nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, finally, this nigga that she keeps talking about, she runs into him. Right? I'm not with her when she runs into him. She runs into him by herself. Mm-hmm. This nigga done beat the brakes off him.
Oh, man.
She get back to my place. I see. I was like, oh, shit. Fuck happened to you? She tell me she got into it with some bitches, and they jumped on her at the club. You know what I'm saying? So I asked my mans about it at the bar. He's like, nah, nigga. She got jumped on by such and such and such and such, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, that must be the nigga she was talking about. I'm like, well, that's on her. She, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, ain't got nothing to do with that. So, you know, she come back to the house. We chilling. She's still kicking it there. So finally, I'm like, hey, man, listen, I don't know, you know, how long you plan on being here, but, you know, I got some things going on. There's some people coming to
you
town.
You ain't looking right no
like,
more.
I'm starting to come up with you. I got some people coming to the town next week. And, you know, I know you just moved your dresser in there, but I'm going to need you to get your ass.
Like, nigga, this my house too, nigga.
So, you know, she move out. Not move out because she wasn't living there. She leave. You know what I'm saying? She had been there for, I'm going to say I got a good month and a half. So she leave. We still kicking it, though. You know what I'm saying? She'll call me. Hey, can you drop me off at such and such? I'll drop off, leave. You know what I'm saying? She'll call me. Hey, can you pick me up? And blah, blah, blah. Hey, where you at? I'll go pick up. Now, I'm not knowing. Every time I've dropped her off or picked her up, I've been dropping off and picking up to different Johns. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, but she done told a nigga that she used to fuck with that she done left, that she got a new pimp, and I'm that nigga. So this nigga is trying to fight me. He wants to know where I'm at because he think I done took his bitch.
Oh, that nigga was her pimp.
He wasn't a man. He was a pimp.
I thought so.
She thinking, so she done made this nigga believe, I got me a little nigga on the south side. Nigga ain't playing around with your ass. You better not come out here because this nigga gonna kill you. So I'm riding around. She got the Johns thinking when I'm dropping her off, like, yeah, my pimp outside. He ain't too far. He around the corner. Bitch, I done dropped you off and went all the way back on the other side of town. She lying to these niggas, telling them I'm outside with the gun and all this shit.
The few times
I am outside, I ain't got nothing over.
For this bitch cold. Listen.
This bitch about to get me and her killed.
Cold-blooded.
So
did she pay you?
Nigga, hold on. She asked me to ride with her. She said, I need to go down south to take care of some business. I was like, down south where? She was like, I forget where it was. It was somewhere in Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm a young nigga at the time. It's like, whatever. Yeah, let's go. I'm thinking of some ways I can make some money down there, trying to link up with some people. So I drive down there. We drive down there. She done fabricated this story with this nigga down there that she trying to get some money from. Mm-hmm. And she's coming down there to get her money. And she bringing some niggas from Chicago, and they kill us. And they want their shit.
Oh, my God.
The money that he took is they money. Nigga, so I done had my homeboy ride down there with me. We ride down there. We go to the barbershop. I tell the bitch, I need to go to the barbershop. She's like, I know a perfect barbershop. I'm falling directly into the trap. So she takes me to the shop where the nigga is and she done threatened to get the money from. We go there. She walks me through the shop, like walks me through all the way through so everybody can see me, walks to the back where the office is. Shows me the bathroom. I use the bathroom. I come out. I sit down at the stool, and I'm sitting there waiting to get my hair cut. Just sitting there chilling. She come out the back. She's like, let's go. So I'm like, all right, cool. We leave. We walk, get in the car. My man's getting in the car. We pull off. You know what I'm saying? She antsy as hell in the car. She just fidgety and moved. I'm like, what the fuck wrong with you? You good? I said, what happened to us getting haircuts? Like, bitch, I thought, nigga, this bitch tells me, well, this nigga owed me some money, and so I told him that I was going to bring some niggas down here from Chicago, and I better get my money and blah, blah, blah. I said, so you mean to tell me all them niggas in that barbershop think we got a car full of guns, and we just came down here to get your money, so now we ride with the money that you just told us, and at any given moment, these niggas can pull up on us. We have nothing in this car, Marcus, but a fucking tire iron. Nothing, nigga. Oh. My whole life is in danger.
She got the money?
Nigga, yes, she got the money from the nigga. That's what's got me so terrified because this nigga thinks that we got a car full of guns and that we are ready for war if he want to run up on us.
Boy, I bet you this bitch a cold poker player. This bitch calling niggas bluff everywhere, nigga. This bitch, you're cold, boy. She hired you niggas for free.
Yes, nigga. Yes, nigga. She hired us.
She made you niggas work. Y'all didn't know y'all working,
she
nigga.
She hired us for free, nigga.
Oh, this bitch, your finesse game is ridiculous, boy.
I was like, nigga, not only was I pimped for a week without knowing it, I got pimped for a week without knowing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was the craziest shit ever, bro. Like, we could have fucking died in Mississippi.
Man, you got to do an update with her. You see?
Fuck
like
her. If I
see what she, I bitch bitch. If I run into that like
bitch, nah, I kill that bitch. I choke that bitch. Like,
she probably got money right now. She probably hit the EDD links. Like, this bitch got bread, nigga. This bitch shit too cold for me. Boy, I wish I'd have been a nigga. Oh, bruh, man.
I'm telling you. Look, we got to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Today's episode of the Digital Mystery Podcast is brought to you by our good friends over at Fume. Fume is a natural aromatherapy inhaler made from Canadian maple in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. They've been in the business of helping people quit smoking for over 3 years now with 25,000 customers served, as well as 650 positive testimonials of people quitting smoking. Fume is a natural wooding inhaler that uses cores infused with the world's super plants to help you combat the cravings of smoking, vaping, and nicotine. Great for replacement therapy. This small little tool right here allows you to replace that hand-to-mouth motion that you're used to when you're smoking. If you notice, a lot of people tend to gain weight when they stop smoking. It's because they replace that hand-to-mouth motion that they use from smoking with eating, because it's the same thing. This allows you to pretty much trick yourself into not doing such. Conquer Coors kicks smoking's butt by fighting nicotine cravings with black pepper, promoting better breathing with peppermint, eucalyptus, and reducing stress with lavender and cinnamon. Beyond just quitting smoking, Fume also has Coors designed for relaxation, improved focus, and improving physical performance. Now, fellas, y'all know what they mean by improving physical performance, huh? Use the promo code DYMM or click on the link in the show notes in order to save 10% off your order. That's FumeEssentials.com and use the promo code DYMM and start creating positive habits.
We are back in here, you know what I'm saying? But listen, I'm like, I literally was in a situation, like you say, she was a cold piece.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is definitely the bitch you take to the poker game.
Oh my God. Oh man, I love her. I like her. We can get away with some shit with her ass. Yeah, catch me if you can, ass bitch.
No, but that's the thing. It's like we all run into that motherfucker that gets you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where you just, you know, like, you know, for you it was a little different. Like, I
oh yeah, oh man, do you know, I went through so much crazy shit with that girl, man. But I got so many stories I could tell you about with that girl, man. It's crazy. Yeah. I'll tell you one in particular. All right, so she fell in love with me, you know what I'm saying, in the midst of all this. That's why she would do anything.
That's called Stockholm Syndrome.
The fuck? She was loving my pimpin', man.
You
she loved
fall in love with your abuser. That's called.
The fuck? I'm talking about little shit. She, I had a pistol over here. She like, ooh, so sexy how you keep that pistol on your hip. I'm like, God damn it. Ooh, you pull that motherfucker off, nigga. But no, she. So, at a while, I had been dealing with it for a long time, right? And I was like, man, you know what, man? I done been through so much crazy shit. I gotta cut this motherfucker off, man. This motherfucker crazy, man. I'm talking about, she done shot at me, tried to kill herself. Like, she done, you know, I done been through all kinds of shit with her. And so. It come around, and I'm glad I'm telling this now because it's around the same time. It was 2 years ago. It was the anniversary. Look, it was Valentine's Day, right? I'm back working now. You know what I'm saying? I was door-to-door salesman, you know, because I cut the bitch off.
You was a door-to-door salesman all this. You've been a door-to-door salesman this whole time, whether you do it or not.
Lisa, I knew it, but you did though.
Your
nigga.
Product did change. But you was a door-to-door salesman.
Didn't know it. You was a door-to-door salesman. You was a manager for a door-to-door salesman.
I was a pussy consultant and didn't get paid. You know what I'm saying?
So I was like, man, look, I'm done with this shit, man. I'm cutting this shit off. Bitch kept calling me. You know what I mean? I wouldn't answer pool. You know, I had a cut off. So not long after, Valentine's Day come around. I'm at work knocking on doors. Now I got me my own spot. You know what I'm saying? I came up out. I got a 3-bedroom house, 745. You know what I'm saying? Then I had a 85 Monte Carlo SS with the T tops. You know what I'm saying? Candy paint, ostrich suede on that thing. I done came up. You hear me? I'm good.
You doing you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga went from a 42 inch. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. She sold enough pussy for you to have all that. And she been paying for that 42 inch TV.
She upgraded, nigga. That was for the hurt I went through. God damn it. So look. Goddamn weed, bro. I ain't even smoking. Got that thunder over there. Look at him.
Yeah,
so I'm at work. And I'm knocking on the door, and I get a call from my mama. And my mama comes stopping by my house. She stopped by my house, and she's like, hey, you got a gift at your door. I said, I got a gift? You know, I'm not expecting nothing, you know what I mean? Because I've been pimping for so long. You know, I don't do the girlfriend shit, you know what I'm saying? So
She this nigga is surprised by the Valentine. What bitch try to be affectionate with a pimp?
So look, she like, you gotta give it. I was like, shit, okay, that's what's up. And my mama was nosy. She always wanna open shit. And so she opened all of a sudden, I guess she opened it up and I heard, shit, shit, shit. I said, Mom, what's going on? She said, shit, shit. I said, what's up with you? She was like, this motherfucker. I was like, Mom, what's in the box? She was like, shit, a motherfucker shit in the box. I said, what? She was like, a motherfucker left shit in a box wrapped up in a red bow in a white box.
Yeah.
Come to find out, that was that bitch. She said that shit. I found out. Like, I knew it was over. Get it, because the bitch was crazy. Come to find out. I was trying to wonder how crazy was it. Like, did you go get some dog shit, put it in the box, then wrap it up? Or did you shit the box? See, me and her homegirl were cool. She was there when the bitch did it. The bitch shit in the box. Put it on my front doorstep, wrapped it in the
I'd have pulled up at that bitch's house and shitted on her porch. Like an eye for an eye, bitch. A shit for a shit. Fuck, what?
Motherfucking crazy, bro.
And you sent this to my mama house?
No, she sent it to my house. My mama came to visit.
Oh, my God.
She came to grab something from the house or something, and she was mere nosy. That motherfucker popped that bitch open.
I bet she won't open nobody else's mail.
My mama ain't open my mail since, nigga. Traumatized my goddamn mama. Boy, I would fuck that bitch up, man. Traumatized my mama like that.
Your mama, when the mailman come, your mama get under the table. She be like, man. No!
Cause what if my mama was stuck a finger in it? You know how you open something? Like, oh, man.
The mailman, like, every mama time I try to deliver to that house, somebody starts shooting. I don't know what the fuck going on over there, man. I got 400 letters that I've been trying to drop off. Nigga out there balling the letters up, throwing them in the air. Hey, drive past real fast. He just throwing this shit. Nigga scared the devil out of my mouth. God damn, she said shit to the man.
Yeah, nigga. Oh, nigga, I'm telling you. Hey, motherfucker, talk about stories, nigga. I got stories, nigga. I got so much shit, nigga, I've been through, man.
Man, listen. I got, like, I know, it's like everybody I know done been through, like, crazy shit. I had a homeboy, man. He was telling me about this chick. She was dating older chick. And, like, he was telling me, like, she was just this mysterious-ass bro, you know what I'm saying? And he didn't know enough about her for me. I was like, nigga, what does she do for a living? Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know, nigga, she got a nice ass house. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, that bitch probably married. That probably ain't none of that shit hers. Cause he's like, nigga, she be picking me up in the bins. I was like, man, I don't know, bro. I'm telling you, that bitch probably married. You gonna get killed. Cause at the time, I had ran into a couple of situations like that where I had been like messing with a chick and found out she was married and I almost got my motherfucking head peeled off. Yeah. You know, it's about some old nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like talking to him. So he keeps telling me about it. I'm like, all right, well, I mean, one of these days I meet her. You know what I'm saying? He was like, so he go out of town, he come back, and he like, yo, I want you to come by the house later on. Me and my girl gonna be at the crib. We finna be chilling. Bring your girl, you know what I'm saying? Come back, hang out. We gonna have some food, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, whatever, cool. So I get there. We sat there for hours, nigga. She never shows up.
At her house?
No, at his house. Oh, we at his house waiting. He's steady talking about, you know, man, don't, you know, she you know, blah, 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 blah. He getting all kind of excuses. Mm-hmm. And so we get to the point where we like, maybe this nigga just made this bitch up.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he really ain't got no girlfriend.
Yeah.
So he keep, you know, so we stay there all night kicking it. She never shows up. We leave.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? I called to him a couple days later, like, man, what happened with your girl? Oh, man, she got caught up at work, man. Had to do some shit. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nigga, is she a stripper? Like, what where does she work?
Right. You don't know nothing about this bitch.
Where the fuck does she work, nigga? And we sat there till 3 in the morning and she never showed up. Like, right. Is this bitch a doctor? Like, right. She better been doing heart surgery, nigga. So I'm like, whatever, man. So, you know, where was we at? I know. I can't think. I think it was this club that we used to go to called Nitro. Okay. In Chicago. It was like this club where you could be 17 and up and get in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so at the time, we still young as hell. Nigga, we go to the spot and we kicking it. I get a call because, like, I remember that's when I had just got that Nokia phone. Uh-huh. With that little alien. That was the mascot. So I had the little Nokia phone, and I get a call, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, come to the door. Get me in. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. So I go to the door, get this nigga in. He come in. He like, yeah, man, my girl gonna meet us up here, man. I want y'all to meet her, blah, blah, blah. So he telling me about how we just went to Memphis. You know what I'm saying? We went down there, came back, man. She get back in the car. She got a bag full of money. What is she doing? Selling dope or some shit? He was like, man, I don't know, man. She ain't never really I don't be asking no questions. I was like, well, what was y'all doing in Memphis? He was like, just visiting her family and shit. He was like, hanging out, kicking it. She's like, but when we got back to Chicago, I'm looking through the bags when I'm taking shit out the car. Nigga, and it's a bag of money in the car. I was like, nigga, oh, you
bitch a hit man.
I said, you fucking with a secret. You fucking with a secret agent or some shit. Like, I'm so confused, nigga. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm like, man. I was like, that bitch gonna get you killed, bro. Yeah. Like, I swear to God, she gonna get you killed. Nigga, we sitting at the bar. I'm sitting there drinking. We chilling. She comes walking in. Now, at the time, I'm probably about 21, maybe 22. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sitting there drinking, and, she comes in, he brings her over to the table. Nigga, when I look around, to see who it is. Nigga, it's the same bitch that I had drove to fucking Mississippi with. The same poker face bitch we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes. Comes strolling her ugly ass in there. She looks at me, I look at her, and I looked her dead in her eyes, and I said, Did you miss me? God damn. Took y'all ass around the world and dropped you the fuck back off right here in the studio. This has been another episode of the Did You Miss Me podcast. I'm your boy, Damn Fool. We got my boy, Marcus, in the building. You know Marcus. It sounds like some shit your granddaddy would tell. You know Marcus. We got Marcus in the building, man. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. See you next time right here on Did You Miss Me?
Appreciate it.